Arizona lawmakers are expected to fast-track bills to extend the state's 0.6-cent sales tax that funds education. Proposition 301 is set to expire in a few years. It currently brings in nearly $650 million a year. With me to talk about that and other things state legislature is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hey, Howie.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So what are the odds that Prop 301 will be extended?
Well, theoretically, the votes are lined up. Now, remember, while this is simply an extension of Prop 301, technically it's a new tax because it's going to replace the one that expires in 2021, which means it needs a two-thirds vote under the state constitution. Now, the question becomes whether there are any holdouts who don't like the idea of the tax, don't like where it's going. But the assumption is that it's probably better to have the legislature extend the tax than have it go on the ballot. And the reason is if it goes back on the ballot and voters approve it, then lawmakers can't tinker with it, can't adjust where the money goes. So I'm guessing at this hour, the votes are there. In fact, the Senate Education Committee is meeting as we're speaking to discuss their version.
Now, you talk about the legislature potentially tinkering with it, and we heard from one of the education groups this morning saying that they're concerned about that, that maybe the legislature will vote to extend Prop 301, but at a later date, maybe next year, maybe another time, do something else with where the money goes or do something else with the amount of money itself.
Well, this comes down to the proverbial bird in the hand kind of situation. Are you better off taking what's being offered now and knowing the money will be out there and then fighting future fights, or taking the potential risk of, say, well, we'll put it on the ballot in 18 or in 20, and if for some reason voters aren't feeling like it, it goes down, and then that $650 million goes away in 2021. And that's a big chunk of what schools are counting on for their money.
Now, Howie, we should mention also that there had been some talk of expanding Prop 301. Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas and business folks have been talking about maybe making it a full penny or maybe even more than that. Does this vote today in the House and Senate, or whenever they ultimately take their final votes, does that potentially preclude an expansion of Prop 301?
Well, that's an interesting political question. Technically speaking, no. I mean, you can extend 301 and then come back either later this year on the ballot or perhaps in 2020 and vote for an expansion. As you point out, Diane Douglas would like it raised a full penny. She said, you know, that would raise at least $300 million for teachers and another $100 million for infrastructure. As you point out, you know, people like the head of PetSmart, you know, wanted extended to by a full penny to go ahead and find and deal with the fact that we are actually spending less per student on an inflation adjusted basis today than we were a decade ago. Now, the fact is the legislature is never going to vote for an expansion of this. So it comes down to, again, do you take what you can, make sure at least the $650 million isn't going to disappear, and then have the grand debate about what to put on the ballot, when to put it on the ballot, and ask voters at that point to say, look, clearly we're not spending enough on education, and this should be a priority.
All right, so let's talk about another education issue and another ballot issue, this one dealing with the expansion of school vouchers. And, of course, the group Save Our Schools Arizona referred the law from last year that expanded the school voucher program in the state to the ballot. And yesterday, the Arizona Supreme Court decided that it should, in fact, be on the ballot, which leaves legislators with a few options. And how he spoke with the House Speaker J.D. Mesnard yesterday about some of those options. Let's hear what he had to say.
Letting go to the ballot. I think there's a lot of folks that want to go ahead and have that discussion, and others that want to improve the bill, repeal and replace it. I think the least likely scenario, which is as far as I can venture a guess right now, is the idea that we would just repeal it outright and be done.
So, Howie, do you get the sense that the rank and file at the legislature is on board with that plan, either let it go to the ballot or some kind of repeal and replace option?
Well, I love the word improve. And I use that cautiously and in quotes, because sometimes when lawmakers improve on something, you know, the results are tricky. But here's the other thing. Under the law, as you point out, you know, the foes of voucher expansion got enough signatures to put the measure on hold until voters get their say. If the legislature changes so much as punctuation in the bill in an effort to, quote unquote, improve it, that means all those signatures are meaningless. It means that the referendum doesn't occur because the bill that the legislature has readopted isn't what voters asked to go to the ballot. which would force the proponents, or excuse me, the opponents of vouchers to go back and start all over again. So there is some sentiment among lawmakers and supporters of vouchers to try to keep this thing off the ballot. There's also the political factor. There are a lot of lawmakers, and perhaps this governor, who do not want this on the ballot. Because if, in fact, folks are going to turn out to say, we don't want more of our money being spent to send children to private and parochial schools, well, maybe we'll just get rid of some of the lawmakers who voted for it. And maybe we'll get rid of Governor Doug Ducey, who, in fact, signed the bill into law.
All right, Howie, we have about 30 seconds left. So look into your crystal ball for a minute, which I know you have sitting right on your desk. How do you think this ultimately plays out? Do you think voters have a say on this? Do you think lawmakers do something to preclude that?
Well, I think as Mr. Mesnard points out, I think repealing it outright is the least option. But I think that, again, it's hard to know whether they decide to simply just let the voters have their say. But I'd say that it's 60-40 that they're going to make some, quote unquote, improvements in the bill. And then that's going to force the opponents of voucher expansion to go back to the streets and say, well, we don't like this one any better.
All right. Well, that's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
Glad to be here.